It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now back to Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen, two guys who still argue about whether or not Mr. Ed could really talk.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest on the line, Jamie McAloon-Lambin, who is the director of the Ingham County Animal Control. Welcome back to the show, Jamie.
Oh, thanks. I always love being here with you guys.
Oh, it's always our pleasure to have you. Jamie, as Rick and I were just talking about in the previous segment, one of the things that we're celebrating is that we've actually been on the air for 2 years. And during that 2 years, a lot has happened. What would you say has gone on in your world in the last 2 years that you'd like to highlight?
Well, first, congratulations, guys. I remember when you first started, and I came on there early in the beginning. So a lot's happened, and you guys have pretty much been with us all along the way. You know, we've seen a big decline in the number of animals that are homeless in the community that are coming into shelters, which is great. We've seen spay-neuter just come to the forefront here in Ingham County, thanks to the Humane Society, capital area, and then our spay-neuter program as well. So we're just thrilled with a lot of the proactive programs that are happening, the reduction in animals, definitely an increase in the number of cases that are being prosecuted for animal cruelty and neglect. So a lot of awareness going on. So, we're good in Ingham County, and I'm glad for it.
Yeah, we are as well. And Jamie, one of the things that popped into my mind that I think has stood out in the last couple of years, especially the last year that you just mentioned, is the actual prosecutions that have taken place for animal cruelty. Why don't you talk a little bit about how that's come about and why you've been more successful in that particular vein?
Well, I think, you know, at first it started with education, and it definitely had a lot to do with the fact that we were out there strictly enforcing the laws and holding people accountable. But it's such a combined effort from the law enforcement agencies that have to do it to the public that support the decisions by the judicial system and our prosecutors. I mean, they've got a lot of cases coming across their desk, but I think the community has been very vocal that they consider this a very important part of their lifestyle. Quality of life in Ingham County is how well do we take care of our animals? Because, you know, a lot can be said about a community by how they treat their animals. And I think the fact that we have a lot of support from our judges and our prosecutors and law enforcement, that has gone a long way because other communities struggle to get these cases before a prosecutor, but in Ingham County we don't.
And talking about animal abuse, one of the pet peeves of both you and I are the scourge is, you know, the overall fighting issues that we have in our community, dog fighting issues. Can you comment a little bit about that, where we have been in the last couple of years and where you see things forward?
Well, you know, it came from a time when it was blatant in Ingham County. I mean, they would leave their dogs out there with all the scars. I mean, the equipment. I mean, there was traffic coming in and out of their house. I mean, just the classic symptoms of a pit bull fighting background there. Everything was going on openly. No regard for whether or not they were going to get caught. And now it's so underground, it's tough to get any tips anymore. I mean, we've had a lot of successful prosecutions. A lot of people are in jail for dog fighting in Ingham County. And so it's getting a lot tougher for us now because there's a lot less of it out there to be seen. Still going on, but they're just moving just outside our boundaries, which is unfortunate.
But fortunate at least that there has been a change.
Oh, big change. People are aware. People won't tolerate it. They're calling us.
Awesome.
And we want to encourage that. You know, they're calling, well, I don't know if this is dog fighting or not, but you know what? Make the phone call anyway. We can get there and look, and I would say 50% of the time there's some validity to their complaint. So we're glad to be there. So they need to call us.
One thing that we're noticing in government is there seems to be a more regionalization of all forces. Is there any chance that that kind of concept comes forward to both your organization so that we can capture more of this problem as it stems further than our immediate community?
Well, we do work with some law enforcement agencies, the Office of the Inspector General, which can go across boundary lines. So that's been very helpful. So I think collaborating with agencies that don't have the burden of being locked into county jurisdictions is helpful, and working with other humane societies as well. And there is a lot of collaboration with our local humane society, so that's been very helpful, such as on the Tatiana case. We both worked on that, and they've got the dog, and we did the prosecution. So that was a great collaboration.
Now, Jamie, one of the other collaborations you've had, which I think impressed me the most, is that when you lost funding for an investigator, that the public actually came forward and helped you fund having someone to do your investigations. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, when we lost that position, that was key to our investigations because they're so time-consuming and they really require a lot of energy and resources. So we put that out there to some of our supporters, and they said, well, you know, we can't have that. And so we created an animal cruelty fund. And that fund funds a full-time investigator to go out and make sure that these cases are seen and dealt with. And as I said earlier in one of the interviews with you guys, you know, the case with the MSU medical student, that would never come to light if it had not been for this investigator, because that's all they did was work on that case for weeks and weeks. So, I mean, that's one of the benefits. We're getting a lot of cases done that would not have been able to have been addressed.
Well, that's one particular case. Talk to us. Where are we at as a community with that case?
Well, it did go through. It did get bound over, which means there's going to be a trial now. We had to go back to another judge and have it reviewed again and looked at to make sure that there was enough evidence for a trial, and that was definitely there will be a trial. So I'm not sure of the trial date on that, but I can assure you we'll let people know, because I still get calls every day. Where are we at on that? I mean, I'm always asked questions on that case. So we're definitely going to let people know when that is.
And your facility out there, has that changed over in the last couple of years?
Oh, my gosh. We've made so many improvements and so many changes here that it would be difficult to mention them all. But I'll tell you what, we've gone from a place that was just pretty much a holding tank to a place now that animals can live with a quality of life.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's an important part of things. Now, Jamie, let's kind of look forward if we can. I know animal control never quite sits still. They're always very proactive. What do you guys have coming up in the present and the near-term future?
Oh, well, actually, a lot of things. You know, we're looking at a brand new facility or a renovated facility. We're launching a campaign starting this year, and hopefully by 2015, we'll be in some new digs, because you know what? We've really outgrown this building, and it's never really been a great building to begin with. We've just made do. So that's one of the exciting things for us is, and then also, you know, we're looking at some really creative outreach programs, not only reaching to new adopters, but doing some retention, helping people keep their pets. I mean, our whole goal is move these animals out of this building as quickly as possible into good homes, rescues, or fosters, because, you know, shelters are no place to keep animals long term.
Yeah, when was that building started?
1973.
And it probably never was really all that suitable. I know when you go in there, you know, you actually get lost because you meander back and forth. Yeah,
there's no good flow to it. I mean, we've turned, you know, closets into catteries, and every inch of space has been utilized to improve the quality of life for animals here. But I mean, there's nowhere else to go. There is nowhere else to go. We need a bigger building. We're in a 10,000 square foot building. We're looking at a 20,000 square foot building right now to renovate here in Ingham County for the new shelter. So we have high hopes. We're very optimistic. I think 2012 is going to be a great year to do a lot of good things for animals. I have a good feeling about it, and so does my staff and the volunteers. Everyone's excited, and it's just great. Kind of energy is going to move mountains.
We have a short moment here. What are some of the easy ways people can actually donate to your cause?
Well, they can actually go online here to ac.ingham.org, and they can donate right online, but they can bring donated items in. I mean, right now, we need dog houses and straw. I mean, that sounds simple, but I mean, that's going to go a long way to help a lot of animals in this community, dog houses and straw. But we always need equipment such as dog crates. We need leashes, collars. I mean, with 100 dogs in this building, we go through a lot of leashes and collars. And, of course, the big dog toys.
Okay.
Yeah, I would imagine that's a big issue. Jamie, one of the things you did last year that I think a lot of people appreciated was you had various programs throughout the community at all different locations for spay, neuter, and other things. Are you planning on doing that again this year?
Oh, yeah, we sure are. They're called our neighborhood licensing vaccination programs, and we start those usually in February. But we're actually looking for a permanent satellite location now to do adoptions, outreach events, the vaccination clinics, a number of things. So that's kind of exciting. We're working on that right now, so I think we'll have some news for you in the next month or so.
We'll be more than interested to carry that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Jamie, when that happens, you know where to come and talk about it.
Great.
We really appreciate your role that you've played in helping make this show successful the last couple of years. You've been a terrific guest.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate everything you guys are doing to make sure that the animals are better taken care of in our community.
Well, the appreciation is mutual. We've been speaking this morning with Jamie McAloon-Lampman, the executive director for the Ingham County Animal Control. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Julia Palmer, the president of the Capital Area Humane Society, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. Can you picture